Luckily, before she died, Sierra's mother had arranged and paid for Sierra to attend a prestigious boarding school starting in 9th grade. The only reason her aunt and uncle had let her escape at 14 was that it wasn't money out of their pocket. And the possibility that Sierra might blab to the country club set about her uncle's advances made her even less welcome in their home. Boarding school became her haven, and once she'd met Belle there, her home. She knew calling the authorities about the photos was useless, but somehow the idea still made her feel as if she were doing something. So she didn't say a word as Belle dialed.
"Okay, the guy I talked to is coming by the office," Belle said as she hung up the phone. "You have all the pictures in a file, right?"
"All there in the drawer," Sierra said, barely concealing her shudder as she unwrapped another piece of candy. If this kept up, she'd put on 10 pounds. Belle glanced at her watch, then grimaced.
"I'm supposed to meet the CEO of Family Publications in a half hour to discuss photographers and push her to finally sign this next round of contracts. Let me make a few phone calls and I'll rearrange the appointment."
Sierra was shaking her head before Belle even finished talking. "No way," she protested. "This picture geek isn't going to upset, change, or interfere with eventfully yours in any way." Belle's green eyes rounded at the fierce tone. Her open-mouthed shock made Sierra sigh.
But damn it, she had too much riding on this deal. She'd hooked an account big enough, wide-reaching enough, that eventfully yours hit it big as a marketing planner as well as an event planning company. But more importantly, the income from this job would make her feel like she'd finally kicked in her part financially. When they'd started the company 5 years ago, Belle had fronted the startup money. She'd never blinked or hinted that she minded, but it still bothered Sierra. After all, Belle was the party girl. Sierra was the organized brain. They each brought a vital element to the business, complementing each other's style and strength. But being able to organize a party for 2,000 and arrange seating wasn't enough to pull her weight. Sierra needed to pay her way, too. All her life she'd been the rich little poor girl. Wealthy family, very little money of her own. Fancy boarding school, hand-me-down uniforms. Even now, to keep up with her rich friends and their lifestyle, she shopped with coupons, scoured outlet sales and vintage stores. But now she and Belle were on the verge of hitting it big. Sierra's share of the profits from this new account would pay off her half of the startup money, provide a tiny little nest egg to invest, and it would buy her the new pair of Louboutins she'd been dreaming about. But Sierra couldn't tell Belle any of that. Belle would insist, as always, that the money didn't mean anything and brush her off. So Sierra plastered on a calm mask and offered an apologetic smile. "Sorry. It's just that we're on such a great roll lately. Let's just stick with our current plan. I'll handle the cops, you handle the account, okay?" "Okay," Belle said slowly.
She watched Sierra unwrap another candy, this one peppermint, and grimaced.
"Look, I know this is upsetting you. I don't think it'll do too much damage if I call to say I'm going to be a little late."
Maybe, or maybe not. Family was a huge opportunity, one that would add publicity management to eventfully yours prospectus. Instead of planning parties, the business would start handling entire marketing campaigns. For instance, with Family, Sierra and Belle had created a series of events designed to impress the investors and advisors the publisher was courting. This was their shot to move up, to take on more. No pervert with a camera was going to ruin it for them. Figuring she'd break down and cry like a wimp if Belle kept trying to be supportive, Sierra took a deep yoga belly breath and shook her head. "There's no reason for you to stay. The cops will come, look at the pictures, ask a few questions. Besides, this is a key meeting. Even calling to say you're going to be late could jeopardize the power balance." Most clients were thrilled to let Belle and Sierra call the shots when it came to their events. But some, like this magazine publisher, were heavily into control. Rather than letting her and Belle do their jobs, they were sucking up the gal's time and wasting their own money by demanding approval of every little detail. This meeting to approve the event photographer was a perfect example. "We want Family to use our people,
And they're on the fence already about our photographer because of his last show, Sierra reminded her.